Hello, welcome to a random other podcast. This one is not a homework assignment. It is purely because it is 3:18 a.m. on a Friday that I'm snowed out of school. So, it's part of the Texas freeze, or so it's been called for a bit, and I am gonna cook food. And I thought, you know, just make a podcast while I'm cooking food. For no other reason than pure enjoyment. And you're going to hear me throw curse words around, because this is not a homework assignment. So this is purely, empirically mine. And it's mine to own. So if it's bad, it's bad. Sorry, the water's on. I'm washing my hands, because you should always wash your hands, boys and girls. Also, shout out to the one person from Germany that listened to the entirety of my homework assignment. That was very surprising. Give me a few more seconds, guys. Sorry about the 15 seconds of dead air that you had to endure. You can go ahead and cry about it. No, wait, I was talking to myself about that. I am not using that knife, because that is a dull knife. I will try my best to keep it PG-13, but if I cut my finger off, I'm letting out a curse word. So, keep your minds open to that. I'm looking for a sharp enough knife to cut this pork thingy. What I'm doing right now... you're right above the drawer, so you're gonna hear all of that. What I'm doing right now is, so my mom, because, you know, I'm below 18 years old, made pork stuff a day or two ago, and I'm gonna refry it. Not refry it, but, like, you know, fry it, because it's not fried. You know, I was thinking, like, pork cutlets from, like, what is it called? Oh my god. What is that called? Not curry, but like something else? I forgot what it was called. Offline TV did a thingy about it. Before Fed left. Yeah. So, what I'm doing right now is I am cutting this pork thingy with a probably... every wrong tool imaginable. If Gordon Ramsay was in my kitchen, he would probably, one, die because it's a mess, two, and stab me with the knife because I'm using the wrong one, and call me a donkey as I'm bleeding out on the floor. I keep saying a lot. If you listen to the one before, that was for a grade, and I was Googling stuff in the middle of that because I'm a bad procrastinator. And I stay up until 3:22 a.m. doing dumb stuff, like, cooking and refrying a pork cutlet. I will also be making potatoes. I don't have any regular vegetable oil, so I'm gonna have to use olive oil. Olive oil doesn't congeal into frying, does it? I'm gonna have to Google that here in a minute before I start doing stuff, because I don't want to waste it. So, yikes. I've washed my hands, like you heard in the first abysmal minute and a half of this podcast. And right now, I'm about to be finished cutting this stuff. I almost cut my finger off because I have no regard for my own life. And don't take that in a bad way. I'm just saying my sense of self-preservation is kind of whack. You know what I mean? Isn't it cool nowadays to be on that kind of train? I'm kidding. Please don't do that. I was talking to a ham when I said please don't do that. You do what you want. Now that I think about that, no, please don't do that, because that sounded very bad. I don't want Anchor to take me away on my second episode, not do we? And whoever listens to this, I'm trying to be the Bob Ross of cooking right now. Oh, yeah. Listening to Animal by the Neon Teens? I can't see from here. I have it turned down so I don't get copyrighted by Anchor and then thrown into the ocean.
So,
here, let me move you guys. Here.
I've moved you guys. I've moved you. You have been moved next to the stove. We're going to hear a here in a minute. And it's going to be me basically burning my house down. So, hopefully, I cut them thick enough to... Oh, that looks green. That's gross. Looks like the inside of a kiwi.
The oil has congealed at the bottom of the pork thingy. And it looks greenish.
And I'm starting to question whether or not I should eat this, but I don't feel bad yet. I took a bite or two of it before, like small bites, and I didn't feel sick after about 10 minutes. That's probably not enough time, but we'll keep it going. I'm thinking, what should I put on the potatoes? I might just salt and pepper them, because I'm basic, but...
Alright, I'm gonna do one cutlet first. Should I do it at low or high? I'm gonna do it at medium, because I do everything at high, and I make my eggs super, like, bad, right? Because I'm a bad person, and I don't like waiting for my food. Because That's some weak stuff right there. Oh, I put a lot of oil in that. Oh, that's a lot of oil. There's a lot of oil there, buckaroo. So, seeing how this is a really one-sided conversation, I will inform you to how my day is, and hopefully, if there is a comment system on Anchor, because I don't know the system too well, I can read replies to you guys in about 3 weeks, because nobody watches this. I put 3 in because I'm dumb and I forgoed my words. Get them soaked in that stuff. Soaked in it. Should I put flour on them? Yeah, that's how you make fried stuff, isn't it? Would it be good if I just sprinkled flour on them now? I don't want to give myself salmonella poisoning.
That's not a good idea.
Also, you can get salmonella poisoning from raw flour.
I know that because I watch
YouTube videos at... What time is it? 3:26 a.m.
So,
I will inform you to how my day was. As if you paid attention earlier, I'm not saying you didn't. I'm just saying if you did.
I said that my power went out because Texas doesn't know how to deal with winter.
Well, to be fair, we've never had a winter. I've never had a winter that was below 10 degrees. And the other day I checked and it was 9 degrees outside. Sorry, that was a gross thingy my mouth did. Had a lot of spit. It was weird. Yeah, but I've never experienced that before, so I did not know what to do. Hopefully these aren't ruined because they are sticky. That is the opposite of what should be happening. Give me a second, guys. I need to focus on this. Oh, that looks, it's not bad, it just looks weird. I'm gonna turn them over. No, turn over, please. Ooh, they smell good, though. Ooh, they smell good. Sorry, you guys are gonna have to deal with me. Sorry if the water drip is getting annoying to you. I just want to make sure the pipes don't freeze. Flip that bitch. Oh, I said a bad word. I'm sorry. I burned my hand when I did that, so I was like, angry, sorry. So, now that that's going, I wish you could smell it, bro. It smells really good. It might just be the olive oil, because, you know, I'm a white person, so olive oil smells good to me. Oh, they're doing the thingy. They go, they're bubbling. That's cool. I like it when the things bubble, because that means I'm doing the cooking correctly. And I'm not burning the house down yet. Oh, it's gonna start. Oh, I need to pull my sleeves down. That way I can actually touch the thingy instead of killing my arm. You ever been to a hibachi place? For somebody that doesn't know what hibachi is, it's like where they cook in front of you on the metal slate, right? And they do the things with the knives. They like bounce the eggs and stuff. Not bounce, but like throw them up and catch them and stuff. It's cool. Yeah, one time when I was at Disneyland, when I was like 6, I was younger, they did this thing where there was a hibachi, right? And
The entire meal, I was getting my arm burned. It felt like I was in acid. And my arm was just burning alive. Because the hibachi guy put too much oil on the grill because his bottle was like halfway unscrewed. Like, you know the prank with the salt? It was that, but with oil. And it was not fun for me. Ooh, these gonna be toasty. Aw, crap. Oh, no. You need to skedaddle. Okay, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it, please. Thank you. Can you fall the correct way? That burned really bad. It dropped in the oil. It bounced. No, come on. There we go. It's doing. Besides the burns that I've incurred so far, this is going relatively well. Yeah. I'm doing the thingy where you, like, flambé it. Flambé. Should I make mushrooms and onions, too? Nah. It's too much effort. It's too late at night for that kind of crap. That's too loud. Mushrooms and onions is too loud. I make good mushrooms and onions. Yeah, that burned my finger. It was my ring finger on my right hand. I'm right-handed, so... suffering. 100. Yoink. Okay, that guy's good. That guy's cool. Yoink. Yoink. Cool. I can touch him for like half a second. Oh, now that's starting to burn. Oh, it did the thingy where my skin is blistery. You know when you get burnt, like a second degree burn? Alright, cool. Where do I put this? Crap, I didn't get a pan out. I'm stupid. We will take this off the heat for a half a second, and we will go fix this technical issue that I've done entirely on my own. That is burning really bad now. Oh, crap. Where is the pan? You're gonna hear me fumble around like an idiot for the next, like, 10 seconds. I'm sorry, guys. You know what? We can just use this. Just throw it in this thing. Just throw them in this thing. That stays there. Okay, cool. So we'll put that there. Put this there. Grab this guy. Grab these. Yoink, 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 yoink. Yoink, yoink, yoink. You put that off heat. So what I did is I grabbed a second pan, right? Because I'm dummy man. That rhymes. Ba-doom-ching. And I used the original pan, which is relatively small for cooking pork cutlet thingies in olive oil. And basically just moved it. Right, so now I just have a bigger pan that I'm going to use from now on, and I need to put my hand on ice or something. I'm going to grab some ice real quick, because that is actually starting to burn a little bit more than I would like it to. Reasonable cue. The lights turn on still? Oh, it doesn't turn on anymore. That's kind of sad. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I'm using one of those, the cubes that are covered in plastic, so you can just, it's an infinite ice cube. I burned my hand again. I keep splashing the oil because I'm kind of dumb sometimes. Not sometimes, often. Not often. I'm not that stupid. Oh, speaking of that, not speaking of it, but like pertaining to the, oh, I've got oil on my iPad. That is the opposite of anything. Oh no. Please don't have like messed my screen up. Oh, it didn't do much. Oh, it didn't do anything at all. I am immortal. Per se.
Did I leave my control battery on? Oh, I did not leave the controller batteries on. Sorry, I had to run and go check.
Okay. I should put more oil in this. That's gonna be bad. There's some more oil on that. I threw too much on it. Great, now I'm just gonna have oily pork, which isn't bad. It's just not what I was thinking of when I thought, yes, let's do pork. Looking at these guys, that is still very hot. I just burned myself. No, there's still grease on it. I splashed it again, so now there's more grease on it. Oh, no, it's everywhere. Oh, no, I'm just smearing it. Give me a second. There we go, fix it. Oh, that's starting to get annoying. Right now I'm listening to Somebody That I Used to Know by... I cannot see the name. You'll probably yell at me or something, you know, if there is comments that I don't know that the person that made this song. You know what? I would yell at me too after I googled it. Turn. Thank you. Trying to get this one to go because it's cool. Like I touched it and it wasn't hot, so trying to get it to cook. Welcome to ASMR, where I cook food right next to you and burn the crap out of myself for no reason. Ooh, that's starting to get weird. It's starting to blister up. That's not good. But I can live. Where's the ice cube at? Oh, I should probably use... Probably cook these guys. Please don't bounce. Thank you. Donk. Donk. One flip, thank you. Woo! Thank you. So, comment and subscribe. What's your favorite color? Well, check in back next time for another episode of Bob Ross Cooking. I'm kidding. I'm not really trying to be Bob Ross. I'm trying to channel his vibes, though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm wearing a beanie, flannel, long socks, and sweatpants. And I'm wearing a seashell necklace right now. So I'm channeling hard hippie vibes, bro. I'm not saying Bob Ross was a hippie, but he had strong hippie vibes. Yeah. Cooking the oil. Oil fields. To the oil fields with you, peasant. Just kidding, I would never send anyone to the oil fields. Alaska's nice this time of year, apparently. That just bounced up on my thumb. That was not a good thing. That was the opposite of a good thing. Do I need the thing where I flambé it? Yeah. You oily guys. That sounds weird. You oily chicken strips. They're not chicken strips, but they're pork. I'm not trying to lie to you guys. Sorry if my voice is bad, too. I was outside the other day. It was really cold, and then I came in, my voice was like, oh my god! Right? For my one German person that listened, Mein Gott, that's what it's supposed to be. Sorry. I found it really cool that someone besides my teacher listened to it, right? Because my teacher was legally obligated to listen to it, because he's, oh, that didn't flip over, right? Because he made it the assignment, so he had to, right? He had to deal with my cringe performance. Oh, it's funny that was right side. Yeah, it was right side. I burned myself again. Third time's a charm. Hopefully that's the last time. That last one extra crispy. There's this really thin one that I want to get extra crispy, so it's like a potato chip but made of meat. Like a pork rind. It's a pork rind, bro! Oh, I forgot. That's a thing. That's a thing that exists. Alright, I'm turning it off the heat. So these guys can just fry up. I'll throw the other guys in here too. Why not? Yeah, get in there. Fry up. Fry up. Get extra warm and crispy, boy. Joink. I need you to turn over.
Be like a car and turn over. Yoink. Sorry I keep saying yoink. It's just like the first thing that comes to mind every time I think of a sound effect. Oh, is that bleeding? No, it's not. It's just the oil that bounced up. Ooh, that's so much nicer. Oh, look, I'm doing the thingy. Ooh, 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 ooh. Now I know why some chefs wear some gloves, bro. That hurts. I mean, I've had worse. I've, like, landed on a fire before. Not really, but, like, I've put my hand on a coal or two before. You know, under the sand where you can't see it. Listen to that. You can hear him getting spun. You know I'm cooking food. Ouch, that was hot, that was hot. I grabbed like the bottom of a pan on accident. The bottom of the handle, that was really close. Because of like, conduction and whatnot. Alright, now I gotta flip them all over again. Yoink. Hey, I flipped you over. Flip over. Oh, they're really good on that side. Oh, yes. Please, please, please. I wanna get them good on both sides. No, flip over, God dang. You know, Anchor was trying to, like, give me sponsorships, bro. Should I take it? I'm thinking to myself right now. I know you guys can't, like, answer in real time. Should I sell out? Before I even begin? Before it's even a sellout? 30 years from now, when I'm like the last YouTube channel, like Penguin Zero, or aka Critical, the moistest of the men. The moistest of men. Alright, I already had that one flipped. Bro, I'm cooking, bro. I'm actually cooking. Look at that, I'm gonna do a flip. Yoink, I did the flip. I did the flip, bro. See if I can do it again. No, I did not do it again. Ooh, I just flung oil over there. That was bad. Ooh, oh no, oh no. You know like the meme where the kid's like trying to blow out the birthday cake and the dad keeps putting the plate in front of his face? That's how I feel, like that's how my fingers feel every time I like flip it and get oil on it. They're like, no, ah! They're like yelling at me to stop. I'm like double handing the pan right now. Like my two-handed skill in Skyrim is going up to 100. I keep saying bro, but I don't care who. I call everyone bro. I've called my teacher bro once, and he was okay with it, so I kept calling him bro until he got mad at me. Let me just, there we go, clearing my throat. Because it's getting raspier and raspier. Water! Do we have any water? Can't drink from the tap. I don't want to pull a Flint, Michigan and die. For anyone that doesn't know what Flint, Michigan is, Google it. It's pretty bad. Kind of like Hurricane Katrina, or more like Hurricane Tortilla. I'm sorry, I'm not referencing vines, but if anyone knows what happened during Hurricane Katrina, you know what I mean by when I say Flint, Michigan, bro. Bro, they're like, I guarantee you it's like beef jerky right now. Not beef jerky, but like pork jerky, pork rinds. Now, all you gotta do is strain the oil. And now that's the hard part. So I think I'm just gonna let it boil here. Because the thing's off, right, but it's still hot. I can guarantee you it says hot on the thingy where it's like surface, the red dots on. 24 minutes? I've been cooking for 24 minutes? That's pretty cool. I like that. Yeah, if this works, I'll start doing this with all the other food. Maybe that's my shtick. You know, just fry food. The fried food thoughts. Using olive oil. Man, I'm looking at my the kitchen right now. I think I need to clean this up. Like, it's my brother's job to clean up the kitchen, but I'm thinking, like, maybe I should start cleaning the kitchen for him. So, like, it's not like I do my job either, you know, clean the living room. I do it, but not, like, super well. Like, just enough that they don't get mad at me. I don't go above and beyond, because if I go above and beyond, then they're going to be like, why is it like this all the time?
And I'm like, ha ha, I have a little brother, and, you know, little brother doesn't have to do anything. He gets away with everything, you know what I mean? Anyone that has a little brother, or sister, or a little sibling will understand that kind of dilemma. Me, I'm the middle person, so I have middle child syndrome. So I'm on anchor trying to get attention because my parents don't love me enough. I'm kidding. My mom loves me enough. My mom loves me very much. Or at least that's what the therapist keeps telling me. Oh, that is very crispy. That is very firm. I think I might have overdone them. Ooh, slightly burnt. I like my thing slightly burnt either way. Like, crispy chicken? If I'm eating chicken without char, it better be like fancy chicken. With like... hell, even Parmesan, sorry. Sorry, I don't think H-E-double-L is a bad word personally, but I'll refrain from it. Unless it's like fancy chicken or whatever, like there better be char on my chicken. Like if I'm eating fajitas and there's no char on my chicken, bro, I'm mad. And why am I eating a chicken fajita when we could be having beef fajitas, you know? Like what's wrong with you? I'm just trying to shake the oil off these. So I put them in the smaller pan that I was using before that I burnt myself like 3 times on. So now all I gotta do, how hot's this oil? I'm not gonna test that because that sounds like a bad idea. That sounds like something Steve-O would say before he threw molten oil on himself. Sorry, that's about the best I got for that scenario. Please don't explode, please don't explode, please don't explode. Ah, it's fine. Alright, cool. So I can throw you in here. Alright. Give me a second. I'm trying to make sure the pan isn't gonna, like, burn a hole in the sink. Alright, it's fine. I can just put it on top of the pan. The dishes also need to be done, too.
It's getting pretty bad. I don't have a lot of counter space. I was using this small cutting board. I was going... and I was, like, feeling my inner Gordon Ramsay go, like, yes, do it! Wait, I shouldn't have done that. I need to cook the potatoes. Dang! Alright. So I got them. I need to cut them either way. So you guys are going to get to listen to me cut the potatoes too. So we're going to go back to the cutting station. Yeah, we're going to go back. We're moving. I think I'm going to do great on these. These are going to be good. I made fried potatoes once and they turned out like potato chips. And I could not have been happier with myself. Okay, so yoink, yoink, yoink. Oh, no, that's how we cut your thumb off. Don't do that, dumb. Yoink. I'm using like the really small potatoes. Like, one is like smaller than my thumb. I'm not even kidding. Grotesquely large hands. Sorry, I just scuffed that one real hard.
No!
It fell down. Oh, no, is it dirty? Oh, my Xbox said I was removed from the party. Well, it's not like I have any friends anyway. There we go. Yoink. Oh, shoot. No, potato. Quit rolling everywhere. Goodness. Sorry. I had to turn that into something else before it became a bad word. Why are you so thick? Why is that a thick potato? No, I need thin potatoes so they can cook fast. How do you feel? Scara 2K19. How do you feel? Sorry, Scara is a streamer in the offline TV house. They don't release a lot of content often. But what they usually release is bangers, so no crime, no foul. I almost cut my hand open. Visit the hospital with my anchor podcast still going. All of the views. Front page, featured. Why is that such a big potato? Listening to Low by T-Pain. Yeah, no, featuring T-Pain. Shorty got low, low, low. It's a song about a girl in a club getting low and twerking on them. With the strap. Woo! She hit the floor. Shorty got low, low, low. Yeah, it's legally in America, you have to know this song. Just kidding, you don't have to, but 90% of the population knows this song. Word for word, verbatim. I'm not even kidding, like, of the few songs that all Americans know, hell, sorry, again, for the H-E-double-L word, I think, like, I think the statistic is, like, 60% of Americans don't know their, don't know the, American National Anthem, like, word for word, or, like, they don't know 90% of the words. They just make sounds, like, when they sing it at the fields, whenever they play basketball, or, not basketball, yeah, basketball, anytime we play a sport in America, even at school, we have to sing that. I'm kidding. Don't know why I'm talking like I'm an American tourist infoster person, but, well, I am, and I hope you all can enjoy that kind of commentary, because, well, besides that, I'm pretty running low on ideas, and I gotta reuse this pan that has water oil in it now, and I just turned the thingy off. That's not a bad thing. Maybe that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's the opposite of a bad thing. Sometimes a bad thing that you think in the moment is a bad thing turns out to be a good thing. And that's the story of my life, in all honesty. You know, like, you didn't win the Windstar vacation. You didn't get to go on the plane. Plane crashes. Hey, all I'm saying is tragedies can have silver linings. Please don't listen to me on anything like that. I am not a philanthropist. Not a philanthropist. Philanthropist. Philosopher, that's the word. Should I use the same olive oil or not? Ideal for frying and baking. Ah, so I was supposed to use that for frying. Should I throw... No, I'm not throwing in butter. Because we do not use butter here. Well, America uses butter, but... What is this, salt or pepper? Is it salt or pepper? I don't know. That is pepper. Give me a second. Yeah, I just whipped in a big nose of pepper. That was fun. Okay, it's off. Oh, okay, this one's empty, so... Oh! This one isn't anything. Oh, wait. Oh. It is salt. It's just at the top. Oh, you just have to grind it at the... That's weird, but that's cool. I like that. I can get behind that. Sorry, I'm gonna place them on the other side of the iPad so you guys can get some dynamic binaural action. Which means two ears or something like that. I don't know. I'm trying to reference the ASMR thingy. Cool, so we're just gonna throw these boys in here like that. There's a lot of oil on the counter and I do not like that. Cool, Digimon, go, 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 go. Look right there. Oh, that was too much. Oh, I had to go and ruin a good thing. There's a Taco Bell advertisement going on right now on my Spotify. Get them unstuck before I can burn my hand off trying to get them unstuck. Come on. There we go. We'll let that sit for a minute. Because I've properly oiled them. Oh, the salt shaker has a crack in it. Yeah, I'm using one of those old-timey, like, Olive Garden, like, 2010 Olive Garden-style, wooden, like, grinders for the salt and pepper. But, like, the salt one is weird because it's the top. Like, you shake, like, you know how usually, like, you grind from, like, the top and then it falls out the bottom? Like, this one, you grind at the top, and then you pour it, and that's kind of weird. Not pour it, but, like, shake it and disperse it onto your potatoes. Or marinara, or whatever the heck you're eating. That is a double-stacked potato. No, it's not. Double-wide surprise. I don't know where that's from. I forgot where that was from. If you'd asked me any other day, I would have been able to tell you where that was from, but I cannot tell you now. Another I said a bad word on accident. Advertisement, because I cannot read. I've been on for 34 minutes? Bro, that's scuffed. That is so scuffed. Oh. It's stuck on the advertisement screen. But it's playing Baby Hotline by Jack Stauber. I think that's what it's called.
I'm gonna go get my controller real quick. I'm gonna take you guys with me.
Guys and or gals. There's some sweet tea. I have a half drink. Yeah, never mind. It changed. I'm gonna bring my controller with me just in case. Sorry. Copyright. Had to talk a lot right here. Let me just finish this Big Red real quick. No, don't fall, please. Oh, no.
There we go.
Hear my pitter-patter feet across the floor. Just
there you go.
I have you guys sitting on a pan right now.
That's pretty cool. For me, at least. You know what? Go on the toaster. Don't die.
Just put my controller on the toaster. Oh, I'm starting to get sizzles on my potatoes. This is flowing real good. I feel like a professional content creator. I could be on YouTube. I'm not even kidding, bro. Bro or broette. I'm coining that. That's my thing. Saved. Are these still hot? They are still warm. Oh. They are good. But would they taste better with pepper? I don't know. Garlic pepper. Might have to look at that for a minute. Here in a minute. But you know what I mean? Essay. Sorry. I'm getting kind of bored. I don't want it to be quiet. I know what it's like to listen to a quiet podcast. And I don't like it. It's, you know, you have it on for certain reasons. You know, that's why I'm doing the cooking. So you can always hear a shh going. So you don't think the Wi-Fi is cutting out or anything. Unless you're going under a tunnel. Then the Wi-Fi might come out. If you're listening to this on a bus, hey, that's pretty cool. What's the weirdest bus I've ever been on? Besides the school bus. Because I used to go on the school bus. Yo, I got into a fight on the school bus one time. It was this small, it was like in 7th grade. It was this small kid. No, Frankie was my friend. It wasn't Frankie. But, yeah, there was this guy. He was being mean. And whatnot. You know, he was spitting and stuff. I said, stop. And he's like a small dude. Like, for 7th grade standards, like, small dude, right? And, you know, all suburban kids think they're the stuff, right? Just kidding. Not suburban kids. It wasn't really suburban. Like, it was just, it wasn't inner city, but, like, I guess you could call it suburban. I guess it is, like, a suburbia kind of place. But, like, it was kind of weird. Because, like, the guy kept saying, oh, I'm the stuff, bro, I'm the stuff. You know who runs these streets or whatever? Like, and he's in 7th grade, bro. He looks like he can't do a single, like, I'm not trying to be mean to him, but he was a twig. He was a real big twig. Not big twig, but he was like, maybe an inch taller than me. He's like, how's the weather down there? Or something. Like, he was making fun of me for being an inch shorter than him in 7th grade, bro. To be fair, in 7th grade, I was, like, 4'11", though. Just kidding. Get these potatoes crispy. Be yummy and stuff. I've been good on, like, keeping my content filter on. You know what I mean? Like, not saying bad words, because that is a very hard thing for me usually. Sorry, I'm not who you think I am, guys. I'm a spy. I'm from Russia. Why is that a go-to thing? Like, a Russian spy. Are you hot? Please break off. It didn't break off. It's not breaking off. It broke off, because I'm cool like that. I asked really nicely, and the potato actually listened. The inanimate object listened to me, guys. He's my friend. The ghosts, they told me to do it. They told you to commit tax fraud? Hey, don't blame me for what the ghosts told me to do. They have free speech too, guys. You know that, right? Should ghosts get free speech? Wait. Okay, so if someone dies, and while they're dead, their body just, like, spits out the words, like, something like treasonous, like, starts spitting out missile codes, can they be legally held accountable for that? Like, if they were proven to be dead and not doing it, like, consciously making an effort, could they be held to it? okay, not consciously against, but like, they were clinically dead. Like, heartbeat stopped. It was just a bodily reaction, right? If they started spitting off missile codes, and then they came back to life, would they be able to be tried for that? That's something I think of. That's something I'm gonna think about. I'm not gonna be able to go. Dang it! I'm not gonna be able to go to sleep. Dang it! I don't know. Let's think about that. Let's think about stuff that's like back laws. What do you guys think about the two-way stuff, huh? I'm from Texas, so you can obviously see my position from a mile away. You know what I mean? Shall not be infringed. Right? Just kidding. As long as you're not gonna use it to commit arson. Yes, because that's what you commit with a gun. Arson. I like really awkward, like, I love Florida crimes, but have you ever seen, like, Brazilian crimes? Like, besides murder, because that's apparently a thing in Brazil, you know, you walk out and you just get shot, from what I've heard, you know, capital de mundo, capital of dead. This is gonna take way longer than I thought it was. I'm turning the potatoes higher. Or should I? Not. Should I not? I have too much frying here. I mean, I need to pull my sleeves up and, like, hope I don't burn the crap out of myself. Sorry, crap's a bad word for you. Please don't burn, please don't burn. Nice having you. It's 4 a.m. exactly on Friday, February 19th. This is a pretty long podcast, guys. I appreciate you listening. I might upload this to the Swagger Souls podcast and ask them to put it in. Shout me out, guys. Hey, shout me out. I promise. I promise. Please. Please. I'll pay you. I'll pay you. How many gifted subs do you want? The pork isn't bad. It's not dry either. That's surprising. Hopefully, I don't die from that green thing. It's all one big clump now. I'm gonna fix this. Oh, that pork is good. Oh, it's screaming. Oh no, I feel bad. Is that little one done? And it fell. Cool, so... Pick it, move you. Pick it, move you. Yeah, I know I should've cut them thinner. I knew I should've. But I didn't, because I was a lazy man. Who am I kidding? I'm not a man. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man.
Rocket man!
That's all I can sing if I don't want to get hit with the head. Hit in the head with a copyright hammer. Oh, they're starting to get the browning around the edges, bro. Go on. Dance! Dance for me! There we go. I happen to use my long sleeves. Sorry, I have 2008 pop going on right now in the back of my house. Not my house. Get off the spatula, you potato! There it goes, it falls off. Cool, getting oil everywhere and splashing me with very warm oil that hurts kind of much. Please break off, thank you. Break off, please, so I don't have to grab you and break you apart forcefully. I will do it. I will grab you out of the pan. Out of the, what is it called? out of the oven and into the frying pan, out of the kettle and into the frying pan. Get out of there. I just touched a potato that was in a boiling oil stuff, bro. Feels so cool. Oh no, I just flung. Okay, that's bad. That was very warm. Okay, cool. We're gonna move you over that way so I don't burn myself and die. Cool. That was the entire pad of my thumb just got burned. But you know what? Sometimes in life, you have to sacrifice some things to get good stuff. You know what I mean? Like, practicing is sacrificing time to get good at a specific task. And that's why a lot of people don't do it, because, you know, like me, I'd rather spend my time playing Apex Legends. Name drop. Am I sponsored by Apex Legends? No, I'm sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends. There's an entire big potato on the back. I'm done. I'm so mad. Is this hot still? I should add salt now. That was a little bit too much salt, but okay. Dude, I'm so good at this. Oh, I just got... You can hear that, right? He's got oil on me. You heard that, right? Right, Twitch chat? Sorry, my voice cracked. Turn that baby around. Got some extra crispy boys. Yeah, it's... So the thing that's going on right now is that, like, they're either super thin or super thick, like the potatoes, right? And so I have some that are already, like, browning around. And then I have some that are still, like, amber herd white. You know what I mean? I'm just scared about getting it in my eye. Wait a minute, I'm gonna go grab some sweet tea, guys.
Oh no. Sorry, I was trying to walk and pour my sweet tea at the same time.
Shlorp. Yes, good sweet tea, good sweet tea. Shoot.
Sorry, I'm burping.
Like, you can hear some of them skidding. Like, they're... There's, like, three of them stuck together, bro. I don't want that. How do people avoid that? I don't understand that now. Now I'm frying a potato. Also, potatoes take a lot of time to cook. I thought that was weird. Like, when I first saw mashed potatoes, I was like, oh, that must take, like, 10, 15 minutes to make. And then I'm like, oh, 45 minutes? And then even then, you're like, hard potatoes? Okay, cool. I'm gonna feel so accomplished after this, though. Like, I'm gonna legitimately feel happy. I should make myself a salad, too, just to get, like, healthy, because I'm eating fried potatoes and pork. But you see, the potatoes, I haven't used butter on. I'm happy about that. Not that it's significantly healthier than not using butter, because I've used a crap ton of oil. Sorry, crap's a bad word for you. But... So let me finish this cutlet real quick. It's good. Yeah, so the salt was definitely a good idea, because they're stopping to stick. They're starting to, like, not stick. Is salt like that? You know, maybe I should have failed chemistry. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Water is polar. So that means vegetable oil is covalent. Sorry, I have Johnny Cash's... Yeah, that's Johnny Cash, yeah. Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire going on in the background. Sorry, my screen's trying to time out. Okay, please break off. That didn't burn. Cool. So we could do it again. Monkey brain say, oh, don't hurt immediately, so do it again. Yeah, see, it's not hurting. It's just I need this certain one to break. I just need you to break, please. Thank you. Burns, burns, burns. My knee, mine on my knee. Oh, that one burned. That one burned a lot. Ouch. You know when you get burned, like, and you start to feel it, like, in your mid-lower back or something like that? Like, you're, like, the panic feeling? Oh, I have, like, less than I have, like, 9 minutes and 15 seconds left before this is done. Before my podcast is forcibly shut down, so. Rip to the homie, but I gotta hurry this up. I'm gonna turn it on high, because I'm a bad person. Sorry, I just wanna have time to give a review on my food, you know what I mean? It is approximately 9 minutes until I'm forcefully kicked off the podcast. Because, you know, I didn't pay for Anchor Premium. Like, just like I will never pay for a spot. You know what? I might buy Anchor Premium because they're not shoving it at my face. But you know what I'd never buy? I'll never buy YouTube Premium. Or YouTube TV, in fact, because Vsauce made all his videos free on YouTube, so I'm content with waiting for the next episodes of Minefield. Oh yeah, it's starting to get crispy on the other side, bro. Well, I have one or two that are, like, burnt, like. Please, turn over. Okay, you need to all unstick, because I'm tired of this. Yoink, unstick magnet. Oh, great, now I have three that are stuck together, and one of which is, like, actually scalding hot. Come on now. Yeah, I just cut one in half on accident. But they are soft enough to cut in half with the spatula. Yes, they're actually soft enough now. Cool. So if I wanted to, I could really take them out right now if I actually, like, had to. I've got about 7 minutes until I have to be absolutely done with all of the cooking. I should grab a fork.
Give me a second, guys. I'm running over here. Grabbing a fork. Shut. There we go. The drawer didn't shut, so I have to go shut it.
Sorry, guys. And or gals. Sorry, I didn't say it before. Yeah, so, like, there are one or two potatoes that are just absolutely crispy. Like, what's his name? Two-Face from Arkham Origins level of crispy. And because the other sides didn't flip, they didn't get cooked. Because these potatoes are being bad boys. And I might have to spank them. AKA munch them. AKA fool them. Bamboozle. Fool them. Fool them. You stupid. You both flipped over. You guys are trying to make me Night of the Living Dead, you. Dude, you're singed. Holy crap, you are gone. It looks like a pizza. It looks like a pizza. Bro, you looking like a pizza. Chill. Please let me grab you. Thank you. Stop doing that. Stop. Just let me flip you over. I've been trying to flip over this one potato for like 6 minutes. Okay, so I've got around 6 minutes. Not 6 minutes. I've got around 5 minutes. Okay, is we good? Is it good? Is the homie good? Yeah, the homie's good. There was like one or two that I thought might not be done, but they are. So, we have finished. I might have to make a part two for this,
But as I can say for right now, the pork cutlets are amazing. Like, just amazing. In all honesty, I should do this again. I should just, like, absolutely just make 13 of these things and just heat them up over the week. I might actually do that. I'm actually convinced. I might just cut the entire thing into cutlets. Got about 4 minutes and 30 seconds before this is all over. So, just gonna finish off these potatoes. They look good. They're not gonna be soft like I wanted them to because I have a bad tooth that they drilled too far when I was at the dentist, right? Can I touch that one? No, I cannot touch that one. That was extraordinarily hot. I don't know how I didn't scream. I did it again. Why am I touching it? That's the question. So I just need to let these guys cool off. Arnold Schwarzenegger in Batman. Chill. Flip over, please. Oh, they smell good. You guys smell that? It's the winds of change. Just kidding. I'm not Randall Hobbs from Monsters Incorporated. You guys want to slip a sweet tea? I should pour you guys a glass, in all honesty. And gals. Because I respect. Kidding. Woman respecter 428. It's the picture of the sledge that's looking through the bullet hole in Siege. Come on. They do look kind of burnt though. They do be looking burnt though. The pan is still extraordinarily hot. Should I just dump them on there? Maybe I should. Oh, that's a lot of grease. Wait, let me do something. Let me do a smart thing. Let me use a colander to catch the grease. Oh, no, that's going on the floor. Freak. Idea of the month, Troy. Do not put them in the water. That is a bad decision. Why would I do that? Guys, so, how's it going? No, come back down from this cloud. Cool, so I put the potatoes on there. And they are positively warm. So, let's go boys and, you know what, let's go girls and or boys. Because that's fair. I've been saying boys and or girls this entire time. Oh, there's grapes on the table. That's great.
I need to grab the pepper. And the salt. Why not? If you couldn't hear me, I was saying I need to grab the salt and or pepper.
All right. Looks like we've got about a minute left. Let me just pull up a chair and enjoy these last few minutes with you guys. Before this becomes a painstaking part two. Sorry, I'm moving something quick. So I got about a minute and 30 seconds before I have to do like an outro kind of thing. So. Does that do anything? Yeah, that did something. Come back down from this. There we go. Did it. I didn't grab my fork.
Cube is no longer cold.
Let me just eat one of these potatoes. Is this one hot? Oh, that's good. That's really good. Never mind. I didn't overcook them. They taste good together, though. I'll do an outro at the last 30 seconds. For how little effort and how botched this was, it was good. Alright guys, well, we got less than 20 seconds left together guys, so hope you guys have a safe night to all the people that have ever watched this, including that one person from Germany. I love each and every single one of you, including my teacher.
as a student to teacher kind of relationship. All right, guys. Ripped a homie. Kissed a homie. Good night, homies. Love you. Bye.